The messages that we learn from Ramtha, are they spiritual in nature, Jay-Z, or are they more scientific?
Oh, you know, I was just at the Prophets Conference in Santa Monica, brilliant conference, just over the top. And we had all the scientists on what they believe. They're fabulous. Always hesitant about linking the observer into quantum physics or consciousness, that, you know, foul word into science. But what, when they talk about the spiritual realm, you know, it's like Ram says, you know, you always use words without understanding the proper definition and how they're used. So, you know, this begs the question, what do you think, George, is spiritual? I mean, what do you think is spiritual?
My definition of that is just whatever's within somebody.
But mind is within and without somebody. Our thoughts are silent, mm-hmm. and yet they are the architect of mass and matter in our reality. So a person's thinking, you've determined, is their spirituality?
Yes, I would say that.
Okay, well then, so we're talking about the invisible forces that are actually the fundamental grid and foundation of matter and materialism.
Sure. I always call it the wireless internet of the universe.
Well, that's cool. I dig it. That's great. Ramtha's message then is about consciousness and energy, that they're not different but inextricably combined. Most people don't know what consciousness is. They think it's awareness or intent, but that suggests an action, and an action suggests perhaps energy. But they're one and the same thing, and defined through the human brain, like a stream of consciousness, the brain works on a quantum level to isolate from that stream a thought. A thought then is built upon, which gives us our, and if we tie many thoughts together, we have a stream of thinking that then becomes, the brain utilizes to build holograms that the observer, that quintessential eternalness of ourself, observes through the brain the structure of thought. And that becomes then the pattern which reality is gauged and formed around us. But Ramtha teaches us this, and the message is scientific in its delivery. In other words, the students of Ramtha school, it's great because, you know, in the 80s, well, actually, when he appeared in 77 and the first event with the last part of 1978 and all through the 80s, Ramtha did what was dialogues all over the country, coined the term channeling, and had an outrageous message that everybody was gods and that they were divine. The cameraman was a divine person. The waitress is a divine person. It's quite different than our society, who categorizes and idealizes the very beautiful or the very rich or very wealthy, you know, into categories, and everyone else sort of follows. But that everybody is a divine being and all equal. So this outrageous message is backed up not by superstition or religious dogma, but rather to be bit by bit taken apart. And he would do that in a school that he developed, and he would teach people about their brain, how their brain works and functions, what consciousness and energy is, our involution, where did we come from, how did we evolve this body, why this earth, and what is our mission? Our mission is to make known the unknown, not to be the nurse, but to make known the unknown. And that's the greatest mission we could possibly have. And it's an eternal mission. So he teaches us about our brain, how our brain works, how our neural nets function, about our genetics, our DNA, what our body is for, what about reality? Reality, how do we define reality? We define reality in people, places, things, times, and events, all of which are recognizable to our personality and our brain, and all are frequency specific to us. He teaches us this. Then he teaches us that the kingdom of heaven, to use a term, a religious term, is actually the quantum field of potential. and that even in a zero-point vacuum, you still have a percolation of these particles that are appearing and disappearing, and they respond to an observer. And who's the observer? Everybody in the world. Everybody that's ever lived is an observer. Everyone that's currently living, and everyone that will ever live is an observer. And to have observed the invisible and to have the invisible respond to us and formulate according to our thinking makes us wholly a divine being. And so we learn about the quantum field, and we learn about all of the concepts that are projected on this branch of physics, which everybody learns. I mean, children in our school that are 3 years old can draw the human brain and its compartments and what it does and where frequency specific it is about. They can draw the four acids that make up the DNA and understand our diversity even from these small beginnings. So Ramtha teaches us in spirituality, according to your definition, that what is not seen is the fundamental basis of what we do see, and that what we don't see is really who we are. The presentation of our body, the presentation of our life, all the people in our life, the things in our life, are but reflections of our mind that is frequency specific with us, but that we are not really the body. The body is utilized for an incarnation to define reality and to utilize, once we create an idea through imagination, which our brain was designed to do, our brain was designed to hold a focus, thereby collapsing subatomic particles into a unity of the very, very tiny that builds itself up layer by layer into the very large, in which we see right away mind over matter, our mind as matter, reacting to our thinking. He teaches us all of this. And in the school, he teaches the first day of a beginning event. The very first day, you don't know anything. You just come to his school. The first day, you get down and you learn sending and receiving and remote viewing, and three-quarters of the room will do it right in front of your eyes, strangers to strangers, not friend to friend, but people you don't even know becoming your partner. He teaches you how to do remote viewing, sending and receiving, and to top that off, that's just in the afternoon.